turunduse täht.
Our next topic is the weekly marketing awards. Can you tell me what interesting things have you seen? What is happening in Latvia or somewhere else? Whom we should say that it's a good example for other marketeers?
I would still like to, it might be bias, but there is a product that I like, and when I look at them, how they are doing their marketing, advertising, promotion, approach to customers, and finding the ways how they are using some certain tools to inform the customers about trends and novelties. And the brand is called Madara Cosmetics. It's Latvian. It might be biased, as I said, from my side, but I really enjoy them in the way how they are doing their business, and it feels true. It feels not that it's just a business for them, and you can sense that. I had a small side note, a good interaction with the Audi factory marketing CEO, and he said, stop bleeding plastic. People can identify plastic. Plastic is not good for the environment. Plastic is not good for the business. And the same goes for many new businesses, and because you see that desperately they try to sell just their stuff, their products, so that they would get the result, get the money, get the benefits of transaction. But somehow I don't feel this yet from Madara Cosmetics. And I'm really happy. I'm actually quite proud that they are building slowly, patiently, caringly. And I think it's still one of those examples that has to be taught, has to be identified and showed to others. That it's not just about money. It's not just about your status. It's more about caring of needs and customer desires. And yeah, it doesn't have to be always beneficial in money wise and financial wise. It has to be emotionally beneficial, and that's what they're doing. So for that, I would like to nominate them as a brand of my choice.
Very good. I have my own candidate for this week, thanks to my team who found out a list. But my favorite out of them is a campaign called Fashion Revolution. And the context of the campaign is that millions of people make our clothes. Too many live in poverty, exploitation or danger, and we can change that. So join the fashion revolution and demand a fair, safe and more transparent industry. And it's connected to Fashion Revolution Week. I actually don't know where it was. And it's a hashtag called Who Made My Clothes. It was last week. For instance, we had even some Estonian companies participating there. So this was really heartwarming when I saw that. What do you think?
I like it. I'm always pro nature, pro fair trade, pro equality. As I said, since my choice was still biased, and if you would ask me between these two, which one I would choose, I would say, let's give the word to Fashion Revolution, because their intentions are not monetary resulted. Their intentions are just to make a change, to make a statement. And I agree that we are way too much in fashion right now, and we are making way too much clothes. And I've been myself to some India places where you can buy clothes so cheap that you can't understand what's going on, but your head spins. And the same goes for food. But in this case, I'm pro, yes. I say, this is a good choice and I like it.
How does it, it was really amazing, and I think it's so right thing what they do, really, if you look what happens in the world and how the clothes really are made in different factories. You told that you are biased. Can you tell me now, when I'm looking behind the curtains.
Yes.
You, as a person working in epigenetics, how did this thing influence us so much, both me and both you? What happened in our genetics level or with our epigenetics, or what happened with us? Why do we prefer this thing?
Well, first of all, I'm a Generation X.
Me too.
So Generation X is an interesting one, since you see, we came along when internet emerged. Well, a little bit before that.
Right? I remember that.
All right. So you remember the first computers, right?
Yeah.
Right. So that was at the beginning, or no, that was at the peak of the fifth revolution of technology. There are several peaks, and I will tell you more when we meet next time. But what I wanted to tell you about is that there is always this element of change that's happening, that is shaping our world, that is shaping our future. And from time to time, we experience something so dramatically important that there is no misinterpretation of the importance for the world, for the people in it. And right now, with the help of the same computer, with the same of the same internet, we get to see and participate more in this. And we talk, when we talk about a genetic aspect, I would say it's not genetic anymore. This is neuro affected result, why we both were so pro this. Because sorry for being technical, but we have these mirror neurons in our brain, which evolved during this whole long story of human beings. And these mirror neurons helped us in two ways. It helped us to learn quicker, to learn from what we are seeing and observing, and it helped us to understand the necessity for others around us, for the greater good of others, for helping others. And empathy arose at that time. And this is why we still exist as one of the leading species in the world currently, because we have the empathy. And I believe with the help of technology and everything, empathy can help guide and move human beings forward to the next chapter of our story. And it's this is not bias, this is biology. And we all are affected by it. And this time it was about other people doing hard labor work, and for us to understand and acknowledge that it's sometimes not fair. And we see it, we understand it, and we support that there has to be change. So that's what we were saying. Let's raise this question.
Very good. Thank you. I do agree with you. I always value what Madara Cosmetics does. So I hope that someone will bring the campaigns and thinks what they do up next time, so we can send a beautiful star of the week for them as well. But if I'm not mistaken, by the way, I think that they have already received at least one star during the times.
I think they have.
Because we have had people from Latvia here in our marketing radio talk show, and Madara is often one of the favorites what they bring out. So
yes.
Doing great things. They are doing great also in Estonia. So I'm really happy for that. But this week we'll send our star for the fashion revolution, for the really great thing that you do. And I see here also in Facebook people having the signs telling that I made your bag, lovely, nice ladies, and so on. So it seems that it really, really influenced them.
Good.
So Girts, thank you a lot for this part of the show, and see you in Tallinn already in a couple of weeks, and then let's discuss more about epigenetics and genetics and marketing.